we regularly feature the RDI Hub in Killorglin here on the show because there is lots happening there between startups and established businesses that are based there are some of the many programmes that are run out of there. Well, that's exactly what we're talking about this evening. There's an NDRC pre-accelerator programme happening soon and it's being run out of the RDI Hub online. But there is a call out there right now for tech startups to take part in this, with the deadline for applications being this coming Sunday. So to tell us all about this, I'm joined now on the line by Maeve Lines, Programme Manager at the RDI Hub in Killorglin. Maeve, good evening. You're very welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Mary. It's always great to be on the show.
So you have an event coming up soon in the RDI Hub and you're looking for people to take part.
Yeah, I won't call this one an event. We're delivering a pre-accelerator program from the RDI Hub in partnership with a hub in Dublin, Dogpatch Labs, Portishead in Galway and Republic of Work in Cork. This is through the work with NDRC, who are the National Accelerator Program for Ireland. We specifically work with tech startups all over the country in so many different fields, whether it's fintech, agtech, proptech. The industry isn't what we're really focused on. It's that it has a technical solution and that you are preparing to raise investment, to apply for an accelerator, whether it's with ourselves or Enterprise Ireland or Techstars, or if you have your sights set on something particular, we call it the pre-accelerator, to really get your ducks in a row and have everything set out and ready to go. Is your message clear? The RDI Hub will be delivering on this pre-accelerator, kicking off in April. So we are looking for 20 fantastic companies to come on board and do this pre-accelerator with us, getting the message out to your listeners. We really want to get the word out to as many local founders, entrepreneurs and startups and make them aware of this program and let them know that it's available to them. And essentially, it gives them the opportunity to work alongside companies and startups from all over the country. And we have a couple of around the EU as well. And it kind of broadens your horizon, your opportunities, obviously strengthens your network that you can potentially be collaborating and working with people from all over the country. So the top 20 that apply will be selected for us and there'll be an interview process. So we're currently recruiting. The deadline is this Sunday, the 5th of March. And we're receiving some great applications so far. And I just really wanted to speak to you today to get the word out there to some local founders who haven't come across this yet, to let them know that there's still time to get an application in and reach out to myself, somebody at the team that can give them a bit more information, help them with an application before the deadline on Sunday.
Okay, so you'll be talking about tech startups that maybe are a little bit along the road, but not too far. Would that be right?
Yes, there are a few requirements. You can't have raised a large amount of investment. So this would be pre-seed or well before your Series A. So you're at that stage and you're really thinking, or you're setting your sights on, what does it look like to grow out my team? What does it look like to prepare myself to raise money from investors? So essentially the way that we talk about the pre-accelerator, you come out of it after a 6-week period with an investor pitch ready deck. So this is a 3-minute perfected pitch that is very, very clear on what problem you're solving, what the solution is, and how you're going about it. So we work very, very closely with you on your messaging, your branding. Are you delivering it correctly? There's milestones to achieve each week of the 6-week pre-accelerator that really keep you on track. And I always kind of say founders and entrepreneurs and startups, they're running so fast to receive investment. They're running so fast to get to where they're trying to go and find the right customer. And what we're trying to do is make them stand still for just a few weeks. Think a bit clearly, is this the right customer? Is there enough of them out there? Will you be able to multiply this? Is this a realistic business plan? And most entrepreneurs don't take the time to do this because you're moving so fast and there's so many different opportunities. So the idea is to not hinder, but to help and to assist them during this 6-week process. The idea isn't to be like school. It's not a 9-to-5. It's very much to work around whatever busy schedule that people may have while they're doing it. So on screen time is approximately 4 hours per week. There's some homework and there's some guidelines and there's some check-ins and just a lot of materials that we share throughout the 6-week process.
Okay, so very doable for someone who would be most likely working full time, so
yes,
that they can
exactly
work on this on a part time basis then.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you could be working full time, you may have a family, time zone may be a different thing, you may be traveling that week. You know, I think with the opportunity to do things remote, and that's to add as well, the program is delivered 100% virtually. So you're logging in every Monday evening with the wider team of the 20 other startups and the four hubs that I mentioned, Dogpatch Labs, Republic of Work, Portishead, and ourselves, RDI Hub, team leads from each of these locations. So everybody is dialing in virtually, and we're having online sessions where we bring in outside speakers who are experts in the metrics that you should be considering at an early stage. What's important? What should you be capturing? Who should your target customers be? How to describe your competitive analysis? What investors? We bring on some great investors onto the session because I love doing this. Everybody thinks investors are intimidating and unapproachable, and we bring on some great investors that basically say, we need startups too. We need to know what your designing or solving for, because we need to know what to invest in. So that relationship goes both ways. So we bring as many experts as we can onto this session to help people. And I will always say my role as a program manager is to facilitate and to provide introductions, bring you into a network and to help you as much as I can. But it's ultimately the people that we introduce you to and the mentors and the experts, they will lead you on your journey. And they are the ones that will ultimately help and support you and give you all the advice that you need and the feedback. So coming into an environment like this is really, really important for a founder who could potentially be banging their head against the wall at home, you know, with no supports around them. So it's really to bring them into an environment where they can feel, okay, there's a lot of other people like me with similar challenges, and they're learning from each other and asking each other these types of questions, which is really, really important.
Other companies, say, who would have taken part in this NDRC pre-accelerator before, they're doing amazing things now, aren't they?
Yes, I think we're putting out some great stats at the moment. The 3 years since this consortium has been running these programs and these events and supports, we've had some significant investments, some significant raises. We like to shout out about our alumni. We've got two great companies. I know they've probably been on Radio Kerry before. Leo Rodriguez from Helgen Technologies and Harvey Schmollock from Graphite Note. Two great ones that have come out of doing the pre-accelerator, going on to the accelerator program, both founded their companies here in Kerry, but availed of the supports that they connected with founders all around the country. We've sent them up to Dublin, to Dogpatch Labs, to our colleagues over there to give them even more advice and more networks. And I know Harvey found his co-founder through that network. He was looking for a marketing and sales guru, and he found it through that. So it just broadens those opportunities, like that little extra step. You may not think that it's available to you right here in your current location, but that doesn't mean that there's not a wider network available when you cast that web. So the alumni is great, and they're really, really good for coming back. I think anybody who's availed of the supports and they've benefited from them, they're great to come back and have an interview with us or a conversation. And we do bring them back onto the pre-accelerator to kind of tell their journey, because they're not that far ahead. They may be 1 or 2 years down the road of just after raising a bit of money, and they will come back onto the pre-accelerator and, this is how I did it. This is who I spoke to. This is what worked for me, what didn't work for me. How do you find your co-founder? How do I grow my team? These are like some of the key questions that we get asked a lot, especially when you're a solo founder. How do you trust somebody else with your idea? And how do I have the conversation around equity and shares? So these are all the types of conversations that we have, and you get to meet people who've done it themselves. So that's what I always try and say. As much as I'm a program manager that brings people together, it's the people like that that you meet on these programs that are really, really the ones that you're going to benefit from speaking with and collaborating with.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the all important date is this Sunday. That's the closing date for applications.
This Sunday, yes. So the application process, it's fairly straightforward. A lot of companies that we would be looking for this should have some sort of a pitch deck already, have formalized their ideas. We ask a few things like, what are you solving for? What is the problem? We ask for that kind of information. The application deadline, yes, it is Sunday, the 5th of March. You can apply on the NDRC website under early stage supports. I will be doing mentoring and one-to-ones most of Friday. So if people want to get in touch and just book in like a 15-minute conversation, just, am I right for this? Would I benefit from it? Do I have an opportunity? There's been a lot of conversations like that over the past couple of weeks, and it's just a soundboard. But I recommend people to put in an application, because if it's in there, I can review it and give feedback, and then you're in our system. So this is the first pre-accelerator program of 2023. So there will be an additional 3 programs delivered throughout the year. So once you come into our network, once you've shared some of your details with us, you'll be on our radar and we can work with you, even if you're not applicable for this one or you're just a little bit too early, we can work with you to get ready for the next program or to apply for something else.
And ndrc.ie/pre-accelerator, that's where they can apply.
That's it, yes. I'd advise people connect with me on LinkedIn, Maeve Lines at the RDI Hub, and I'm a regional lead for the NDRC. Connect with me on LinkedIn, shoot me a message. That's pretty much where I spend a lot of my time. Reach out to me on LinkedIn or through the NDRC website and the supports. There's a wide team there and definitely myself or one of the team will come back to you and we'll arrange a time to speak and review your details and your application.
As you say, even if they're not the right fit for this one, you'll be able to help them and figure out what would be right for them.
Exactly, yeah. That's okay. Our game.
Okay, Maeve, well look, we're going to leave it there for the moment. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Mary. I appreciate your time.
Maeve Lines there, Programme Manager at the RDI Hub, talking about this NDRC pre-accelerator programme, which will be run out of the RDI Hub with the closing date for applications this coming Sunday. So if you are a tech startup and you are interested in this programme, do make contact with Maeve as she suggested via LinkedIn and head along to the NDRC website to make your application.